We were talking about young pitchers that at first were kind of fascinated with Halladay and maybe wanted to mimic Halladay, and then later on potentially got terrified by Halladay. One of them's on the line. I can't speak to how he reacted to the greatness of Roy Halladay, but here is former Blue Jay, former teammate of Roy Halladay's, Ricky Romero, joining us on what is very sad day. Thank you for doing this, Ricky. Obviously, take us through your reaction when you heard the horrible news early this afternoon.
Man. Yeah, it's been a pretty rough day ever since I turned on the TV. Actually, Scotty Richman and Casey Jansen texted me. And I couldn't believe what I was watching or reading through their text messages. And I turned on the TV, and sure enough, you know, you see what's going on. And pretty sad day for baseball. But, you know, you feel for his wife and his two sons. And, you know, Sad all around.
Ricky, when did you first meet Roy? What spring training, what year would that have been? And what impressions did he leave on you in the early stages of your career?
Oh, I first met him. It was well before I got to the big leagues. It was in 05 when they flew my family down there. You know, I was obviously drafted in the first round that year, and they flew us down there. And I remember him running in from BP and came straight to me, and my whole family shook all our hands and, you know, congratulated me. And I thought that was a cool moment. You know, I was like, whoa, you know, Roy Halladay, the face of the Toronto Blue Jays, just came and say hello to me. You know, you're young, fresh out of college, and to see the face, you know, come and say congratulations to you, thought it was the greatest thing. Little did I know, you know, is that 4 years later, you know, we'd be sharing the same field, the same clubhouse, and it was one of those moments where, you know, when we were teammates, it was just, you're in awe, you know, you were in awe of the way he prepared, the way he went about it, you know, the total professional that he was on and off the field. And you know, it's just, like I said, it's just those memories that you'll take and remember those good days that him and I had. You know, it was really, really special.
We're chatting with Ricky Romero, former Blue Jay, former teammate of Roy Halladay's. If you're just tuning in, tragic news earlier this afternoon. Roy Halladay crashed his plane into the Gulf of Mexico down in the Tampa Bay area, and he dies at the age of 40. Legendary stories of Halladay's work ethic that you just pointed to, his spring training routine where he'd get there at like 5 a.m. and start working out. As a young pitcher coming in, what kind of an impact did that have on you in terms of what you had to do to not only make it in the majors but be great as a major league player?
Well, it had a huge impact. Huge impact. I mean, he was one of my idols, you know, when I got there. You know, and just like you referenced to him getting there early, you couldn't beat him to the ballpark. And if you did, he wasn't going to be happy about it. So if you were a person that got there at 5, he'd make sure he'd get there at 4:30 the next morning. You know, he was just one of those guys, you know, he was a master of his own craft, you know, and he sure as hell mastered it perfectly, you know, and he was so good because of the work that he put in behind the scenes. And, you know, I know fans and people around that know baseball, you know, always, you know, oh, why is he so good? Why is he so good? I understood why Roy Halladay was so good. It was because of what he did to prepare for that fifth day. And, you know, like I said, it's tough to put into words, you know, what you mentioned, you know, Roy Halladay dead, and it's still, you know, to me, it's still, I'm still in shock about it, and just saddening, you know. It's just, I really can't even put it through my head that he's gone.
Well, we all know that after that 09 season, he was traded to Philly, and at that point, you were deemed as the guy that was, you know, going to step in and be the ace of the staff, or at least give it your best opportunity or your best effort at doing so. I mean, take us through that reaction in that part of your career when you knew that Halladay had been traded to Philly, and now in many ways the staff was being turned over to a young guy like yourself to kind of fill those shoes?
Well, I think in 09, coming in as a young rookie, you know, you had one model, you know, first starting pitcher, and I had the perfect model in front of me, you know, and everything I learned in 09, I tried to put it into 2010, 11, 12, and so on, you know, and you know, I did an interview earlier, and, you know, even nowadays, you know, I may not be in big leagues, but I'm still working about as hard as I can, you know, because the one guy who taught me work ethic was him, you know, and he never took a day for granted, you know, whether it was running after starts, lifting weights, whatever it was, he was never sitting down. So I made a point of that, you know, to always make sure when I got to the clubhouse that I was doing something, you know, working on something. You could always get better. That was his biggest thing, you know, you could always get better. And I know even through my tough moments in Toronto, he was one of the first guys to ever reach out to me. And I thought that was, you know, to me, wow, you know, he really cares and he really is thinking about me, because Roy didn't really let a lot of people in his little inner circle, you know, and I'm glad that I was a little bit of a part of it, you know, and he did reach out to me when I was struggling. He sent me some messages that I have with me and that I will forever, forever treasure, you know, because I saved them, and just his powerful words that he had to say, you know, it was just, you know, like I said, I found myself reading them right now, and, you know, you just break down into tears, and you're just like, man, you know, this guy cared about me as a person, not only as a player, but as a person, and, you know, it just goes to show you what kind of guy he was.
Ricky, I don't know a better way to put it. I'm wondering, did he have a switch where he almost went from regular guy, Roy Halladay, to pitcher? And it was just, hey, it's my work day, or it's my start day. Just know I need a little bit of space.
I don't. Did that guy have a switch? I don't know, man.
Or was he always the same?
Yeah, I felt like he was always the same. I feel like every time he stepped into that clubhouse, it was work, and it was work no matter what. And whether he was pitching or he wasn't pitching, he was into every game. You saw him sitting in that dugout, in the center of that dugout, just paying attention, locked into every pitch. You know, he hardly ever, you know, went inside and, you know, watched the game from the TV or something. Yeah, he was locked in every pitch. And, you know, you never wanted to disappoint Doc. You know, you never really wanted to disappoint him. So you make sure you did things the right way. And, you know, I think that year we had a few young guys, you know, myself, Sipchinski, Cecil, you know, and we were always like, well, we want to make sure we're not doing the wrong thing. And, you know, because he really didn't talk, but he'd stare at you. And when he was staring at you, you knew that you were doing something wrong, you know, or something, you know. So, you know, there was always that, you know, like I say, you don't want to disappoint him. And because he was, like I said, he was a total pro, you know, about it. And, you know, I didn't realize that till after he left, and the things he taught me and the things I saw it differently. You know, I was like, wow, okay, I see what he was talking about now, and stuff like that. And but yeah, that switch was, I feel like, was always on. You know, I think the only time I saw that switch off was maybe on point right, you know, when we would fly on the charter flight, you know. And he, you know, it's funny, he'd always be on his simulator, you know, on his flight simulator and stuff like that. He was so into planes and you know, had a passion for that.
Well, Ricky, we can't thank you enough for shedding some light on your relationship with Roy Halladay. I know it's a tough day for a lot of people, and I'm sure it's very, very difficult for you to come on here and speak the way that you did, but we can't thank you enough. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Here's Ricky Romero, who, as a rookie, was a teammate with Halladay. And, I mean, we know about Romero's last year and a half in Toronto, where it fell off almost in unprecedented fashion, and he's got a reputation as just being a great guy and someone that is really easy to root for. But the truth is, you look at his numbers, I mean, after Halladay left, he was the ace of the staff. Like, the next 2 years, he had ERAs in and around three, if not sub-three. And that's a difficult task, man. When Halladay moves on after 10 years of being a beast and of being the horse and the face of the organization, you know, again, we know what happened with Romero the past, the final year and a half, but the 2 years following Halladay being traded, he stepped up in a big way.